Oh my goodness, I'm a sinner, I'm selfish, I'm broken, and only thanks to Jesus' perfect sacrifice, coming and living a perfect life, that I get something I do not earn, but has been given to me, this free gift of eternal life.
Charlie Kirk was recently killed for his beliefs, and he was talking about one of the most important decisions you can ever make, which is having eternal life. We never know when we're going to die, and so it's important to make sure that your soul is saved, and that when you die, you're going to go to heaven. I wanted to explain what Charlie was talking about being saved and having eternal life, and this is the most important decision. He mentioned that we were sinners, and we must realize, for all of sin and come short of the glory of God. The Bible makes it abundantly clear that there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. We've all sinned, we've all broken God's law, we've all at least lied and done worse things, disobeyed our parents. And because of our sin, the Bible says that there is a punishment, there is a consequence. In Romans 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." And so when we get what we deserve, we would die and go to hell. The Bible even says that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We deserve death and hell for our sins. But God is not willing that we should all perish and die and go to hell, but he wants us to be saved. That's why the Bible tells us in Romans 5:8, "But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So the Bible tells us that God sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to take the penalty and punishment for our sin. God, being just, cannot allow sin to go unpunished. But what he can do is he can allow someone to substitute in our place and pay the penalty that we deserve of death and hell. And that was done through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus descended from heaven, was born of the Virgin Mary. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And the Bible makes it abundantly clear he did all kinds of miracles. He preached the gospel. He healed the sick. He rose people from the dead. He declared that he was the Son of God. And yet the Jews did not believe in him. They wanted to kill Jesus Christ. And so they delivered him to the Romans to be crucified. The Bible says when he was crucified, that he was not dying for his sin. He was dying for our sin. The Bible says he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And the Bible makes it abundantly clear that he tasted death for every man. Jesus Christ truly paid the penalty for every single person and for every single sin. When he died on the cross, the Bible says that his body was buried, his soul descended into hell for 3 days and three nights, but according to Acts 2:31 and 32, he rose again from the dead, and God the Father put his soul back into his body, he came back to life, he walked out of the tomb, and they ascended back up into heaven, where he's now seated at the right hand of God the Father. This is what we know as the gospel, that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again, and he paid the sins of all mankind. The question then is, what do we have to do to be saved? Many people teach that you have to give your life, that you have to surrender all, that you have to turn from all your sins, that you have to get baptized, you have to get plugged in a church, that you have to live a life of faithfulness. But none of these things are what the gospel teaches. The gospel teaches that salvation is a free gift offered to us when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. That's why when the question is asked in Acts chapter 16, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" The answer is, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." That's what they said, and that's what the Bible says in the entire text. The Bible says in the most famous verse in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When someone believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, they are saved and they have everlasting life. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ goes beyond just simply acknowledging his existence, but rather it's trusting that his death, burial, and resurrection is what paid your sins. When someone believes that they have to give their life and surrender their life and turn over their life and stop sinning and do all these works and get baptized, they're not trusting that Jesus Christ paid for all of their sins, but rather what they're doing is they're trusting in their works. This is what most churches teach today. This is what the Catholic Church teaches today. This is what many Protestant denominations and even many evangelical churches will unfortunately teach, that salvation is by faith and works. But the Bible is clear, salvation is by faith only in Jesus Christ. Of course, our works are important, but has nothing to do with being saved. The Bible's clear that it's by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and by trusting his finished work, that is what truly saves us. The Bible teaches when you believe, you're given everlasting life or eternal life. This is something that can never be lost. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even of them that believe on his name. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and you put your faith in him, in that moment, you become a child of God. As a child of God, it's impossible to never be his child. You will always be his child. According to the Bible, of course, it's important to follow his commandments and do good, but this will not change the fact that you are always his child. And just like my parents are always going to be my parents, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will always be his son. Now, it was important for me to follow my parents' rules so they'd be pleased with me. And it's important for me to follow God's commandments so that he will be pleased with me on this earth. But if I break God's commandments, I will not go to hell. I will suffer consequences on this earth. I can go to jail, get the death penalty. God could cause me to receive many punishments and many consequences on earth for my actions. The Bible says God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so the Bible is very clear that if I disobey God's word, I can and will be punished on earth. However, if I've been saved, if I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if I become a child of God, I'm eternally secure, I have eternal life, and when I die, I will go to heaven. And that's the good news of the gospel, that when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved, and that once you are saved, you are always saved. The Bible tells us in John 5:24 that you've been passed from death unto life, and you cannot come into future condemnation. The Bible's very clear in Romans 3:28. Therefore, we include that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So according to the Bible, it's just by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't lose your salvation for any reason. And so we need to make sure that we're trusting in what Jesus did, not ourselves. The Bible calls salvation a free gift. It says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are given everlasting life or eternal life. And the Bible says it's a gift. If someone offered you a gift and said you had to pay for it or give money or do any work for it, it would no longer be a gift. But the Bible tells us repeatedly in Romans 5 that it's a free gift, free gift, free gift, because Jesus already paid it all. Therefore, he offers it to you for free. The Bible makes it clear in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. When people say they're going to heaven because of their church attendance, from repenting of their sins, being good, following God's commandments, they are testifying and boasting in their works. But our works will not save us, and someone trusting in their works will not be saved. To be saved, you have to put all of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust only in him. The moment you do so, you're given eternal life. If this is something that you've never been certain on, if this is something that you've never made that decision that Charlie Kirk is urging you to make, and that many Christians are urging you to make, to put your faith in Jesus Christ and to be saved, I would encourage you to make that decision today. The Bible says the way someone can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ is outlined in Romans 10, when it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Bible is clear that the way we're saved is by believing in Jesus. And in Romans 10, it explains someone believing in Jesus by putting their faith in him, by calling upon him in faith. Now, if I pray and I ask God to save me, but I don't believe in him, it will not save me. It's not just saying a prayer that would save you. It's not just mouthing the words. It's actually putting your trust in your heart in Jesus Christ. That's what saves us. Not only that, if I pray and ask God to save me, but my faith is really in my works, or I'm trusting me being good enough to get to heaven, I will not be saved. Or if I think I can lose my salvation, ultimately that point to that my faith is not in Jesus, but my faith is in myself being good in the future. To be saved, I must change my mind or repent, which means to change your mind and put all of your faith in Jesus Christ, zero in yourself and zero in your works. If you've actually understood what I showed you and realized salvation is that free gift and you want that free gift, I can help you say a simple prayer. And from your heart, you can put your faith in Jesus Christ and you can know that you're saved. I want to help you say a simple prayer right now, if that's you, and you can repeat these words, but only say them if you mean them in your heart. Let me help you pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell, but I believe that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, and that he died on the cross for all my sins, that he was buried and rose again. Please save me and give me eternal life. I'm only trusting in what Jesus did, not my works. Amen. If you prayed that and you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you can know you're saved, because the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible tells us that we can know that we're saved, according to 1 John 5, verse 13, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's such a great feeling to know that you're saved. Now that you're saved, you need to get a King James Bible. Do not use the modern versions. They take out verses. Get a King James Bible and go to a church that uses a King James Bible and believes salvation is by faith. In fact, you need to get the Baptist bias. And you know what? You should try to check out if there's a new IFB church in your area, independent fundamental Baptist church that is going to preach hard, preach you the truth, go out and evangelize and win souls to Christ. Well, God bless you. I hope you decided today to put your faith in Jesus Christ. And it's sad to see martyrs like Charlie Kirk being killed for his faith. But sometimes God uses this to reach new people and to help encourage them to put their faith in Jesus Christ. Because you never know what a day may bring. And we never know when we're going to breathe our last breath. But someone who's saved knows that when they breathe that last breath, they're going to be in heaven. I hope you make that decision today. God bless you. Have a great day.